We're back to the Total Tutors Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, Total Tutor, Neil S. Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, Total Tutor. Pinterest, Neil Haley. And Google Plus, Neil Haley. And this is a perfect interview to have on Martin Luther King Day. Looking at specifically enough, especially as an educator, understanding the man and understanding specifically the message and looking in education that we can teach anyone. It doesn't matter who they are. We shouldn't look at their the color of their skin or their or anything that's different about them. They all can learn. And so I thought, well, who would be the best person to call but the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King? I'd like to welcome to the program Dr. Alveda King. She is the director of African American Outreach for Priests for Life, former Georgia House of Representatives, author, professor. Dr. Alveda, thanks for calling. How are you?
Well, Neil, it's just great to speak with you. And as you were talking, I was reminded again of my dad, Reverend A.D. King, the brother of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Uncle M.L. And just thinking about everything that you were saying, my Uncle M.L. once said, everyone can be great because everyone can serve. So people will take one of his quotes that we need to be judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin. But then we forget about the love of God, the service, the serving one another. And I put it this way. Sure, we do want to judge people by the content of their character, not the money in their pocketbook, the color of their skin, where they live, how old they are they sick, are they well, none of that. But the content of their character. And if the character needs a little help, we do that with love and help build the character up a little bit, you know? So all of that kind of goes together.
Well, I definitely think so. And I think we make a mistake in our country as we specifically, I used to teach in an inner city Catholic school, part of the Extra Mile Foundation in Pittsburgh. And a lot of our teachers, they looked at and said, well, because these kids are poor, they can't learn. These kids are African-American, they can't learn. Or, you know, or and basically they come from families of single family homes, they can't learn. And that's why they're not learning. So it's not my job as a teacher. It's impossible. Well, when I went in that classroom, I looked at them the same way as if I was teaching in an affluent school, and I had great success because of that, Dr. Alveda. And I think that's the key component, that all kids can learn. All, everyone, we have to treat them in a way specifically, and we put labels on people and different things. All it does is not have them reach their highest potential.
Well, I appreciate that, and it is so true. Uncle Lamel, we must learn to live together as brothers, and I added sisters, a parish is full. And so if we treat each other with that human regard and human dignity, you can carry that over to what's going on in our country and in the world today. Of course, we had that big terroristic shock over for Paris and the Trayvon Martin down in Sanford, Florida, Ferguson with Michael Brown, Eric up in Staten Island and all of that. But then I think about my own work at Priest for Life, you know, Director of African-American Outreach with Priest for Life, and we are working on a project, Healing the Shockwaves of Abortion with Silent No More Awareness Campaign. So if we're not going to value life from conception until natural death, love people from the womb to the tomb, and so then we get in these big arguments and big fights with, say, human sexuality, for an example, and let's not allow gay marriage and all of that. Well, we need to hold up. Certainly, we know what the Bible says, but the Bible also says love you one another. So if somebody is having some issues, then we need to show so much love and so much Christ if we're Christians. If you're Judeo-Christian, however, whatever that persuasion is, that people will want to stop and listen and say, is there something I'm missing here? Is there a better life for me? But if we're not showing people the beauty of God and the beauty of life, then we keep having all of these wars and rumors of wars.
Now, most definitely, if we don't show love to our neighbor, we don't show that specifically we care about each individual person. Just because we have different beliefs, Dr. Alveda, does not mean we can't love that person. If we, in the Bible, say, you know, we're supposed to love these people, and we have other people out there, you know, preaching hatred and stuff. The bottom line in all this is love. And you're right. In the Gospels, Jesus loved everyone. It didn't matter if they were a sinner. And I think that that's the biggest mistake we're making. Now, looking at education, specifically our education system today, Dr. Alveda, and I know that you do definitely take a look at that as an important part of, especially being a former professor and Georgia House of Representatives and all the different things and author. What do you think is our mistake in education today? You know, that's becoming a very divisive thing as well, as I cover every week on my show.
In 1963, you know, I was a college professor for 19 years myself, and people were like, I taught at an inner-city community college, and, oh, they can't really learn, they'll never be anything, why are you wasting your time? But I, you know, and the same thing that you said, I had a student, and she was on welfare and everything, African-American woman, and she was in the class kind of moaning and crying and complaining and giving me reasons why. Well, when we look at these reasons with the educational system and everything, I had this student and she was crying and moaning and upset. I was teaching in an inner city community college and she was trying to explain to me why life was so hard and why she couldn't do her work. And I looked at her and said, oh, you need to stop crying. Shut up. Just shut up. Stop crying. God has something he wants you to do.
Yes.
So she went ahead. She said, did you just tell me to shut up? Can you do that? I said, I sure can. And so a few years later, several years later, I had left my position as a college professor. I was doing some other work, and I was at a Martin Luther King event, and this very well-dressed, polished, well-spoken woman came up to me there, and she said, you really don't know me, do you? I said, well, didn't they just introduce you? Aren't you the mayor of Riverdale? Yes, but I was in your classroom one day, and you told me to shut up and stop crying. And so this woman had become a mayor. So, but what happened to schools? I was trying to answer your question. But anybody can learn.
Yes.
And that was the point that you made. But in 1963, prayer was taken out of the public square, out of school. And then 73, we legalized the murder of our weakness, the babies in the womb. And so now we wonder why the children are floundering in the education system. Many cannot read. Are not learning, feel that there is no hope. We need to bring back In God We Trust and One Nation Under God back to our schoolrooms. That should not be something that is forbidden to say. But the real reason that our education system is failing, society is weak. The family has been weakened. The church, I hate to say it, has been weakened. I'm not saying God has been weakened.
Right.
You cannot weaken God. But the church has been weakened. The economy has been weakened by greed and entitlement. So when we allow God back in revival, and we are in a revival, it looks strange. The reason we don't see it, we don't see the tent meeting. You don't see all the church meetings on TV. But when we see people helping each other, when we see people saying, wait a minute, you're a human being, let me stop. Tell me your name again. Those kinds of things are happening. And as we do that, and as you are bold enough to let me get on your radio program and say these kinds of things out into the atmosphere, we know that there is change, not change. Change is one level. Transformation of the human heart is in the air.
Absolutely. And last thing, a message from your uncle that you want children to know about that's so important for them to move forward, especially celebrating today in a way that does not lead to this divisiveness that's going on right now in our country.
Let me recommend my book, King Rules, and there is a King Rules for Children by Dr. Alveda King. And in the King Rules book by Thomas Nelson, the very last chapter is If Uncle ML Could Tweet. And so one of the tweets would be, we must learn to live together as brothers. And I add as sisters, or perish as fools. So we are brothers and sisters. We must love each other. And let's use our words to heal, rather than using our words and our weapons to kill.
Oh, wow. Okay, so where's the best place we can find you? I know you're in social media. I connected you via Facebook, but you're also on Twitter and all those places. Where can we go and find information on you, Dr. Alveda? I know we can purchase your book anywhere, but also, where's the best place to find you?
Well, my handle is Alveda King. Find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Somebody just asked me, how many websites do you have? I said, as many as I can get. I'm trying to get out into cyberspace. I'm old, but I can still tweet.
Well, you're somebody I definitely want to bring on if we have some more education, especially put the education piece in certain events. And I'll definitely reach out to you for sure, Dr. Alveda. And again, you can purchase your book on Amazon and all different places and check you out in all those different places. Best of luck. And I know that you are truly trying to make change. And ultimately, you do not want to look at the color of the skin. We all are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to have that message. Yeah. So thanks again for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. Take care. Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to Author's Corner, Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.